USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom Monday as the process of jury selection began for his trial regarding hush money payments.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar says this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it.
The first set of potential jurors has been sworn, the judge telling them some will be selected as the jury selection process continues. Trump facing allegations of tampering with business records to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. In that hush money case, prosecutors won't be allowed to present audio or video clips from the former president's notorious Access Hollywood tape. Monday, Judge Juan Merchan upheld his previous decision, barring the tape from being played for the jury. The U.S. is reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security. That's what President Biden said during a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel.
Additionally, Biden called for a ceasefire agreement with Hamas, urging the release of hostages held by the militant group. On Tuesday, the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. This action will compel the Democratic-led Senate to address the impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. In February, Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas, citing concerns about his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. The FBI is launching a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse that occurred last month. Agents have boarded the cargo ship responsible for colliding with a support pillar of the Key Bridge. The Washington Post reporting the inquiry is examining whether or not the crew left port despite knowing about electrical issues with the ship. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Monday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer emphasized the urgency for the House to take action in passing funding for Israel and Ukraine.
Israel's attack underscores the best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan National Security Supplemental.
He advocated for the passage of a $95 billion bill encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, asserting it is the most effective means of supporting Israel's security. However, Speaker Johnson has suggested the possibility of just prioritizing aid for Israel during this week's proceedings. Monday marked tax day, and according to the IRS, most taxpayers can expect to receive their refund approximately 3 weeks after filing. However, if you choose to file on paper or you are waiting for a check rather than opting for direct deposit, the process may take a bit longer. The IRS provides the Where's My Refund tool, enabling taxpayers to monitor the status of their refund. A recent study published in JAMA Internal Medicine suggests that complications during pregnancy may lead to a heightened risk of death, and that risk could last for decades after giving birth. The research highlights that individuals facing significant issues such as gestational diabetes are more susceptible to premature death, with this risk enduring for over 40 years. It may soon cost more to mail a card or letter. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for an approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.